What's good about it? An old saying that sums up the growth mindset is that becoming is better than being. Just because some people can do something with little or no training, it doesn't mean that others can't do it, and sometimes they can do it even better. Praise and positive labels can be dangerous. So-called ability-praised students tend to lie about their scores in tests because in the fixed mindset, imperfections are deemed to be shameful. People labelled as talented don't like to reveal any imperfections. On the other hand, a growth mindset helps people to see prejudice or criticism for what it is, someone else's view of them. They can then confront it with their confidence and abilities intact, rather than getting depressed, giving up, or failing to make any further progress. Malcolm Gladwell concluded that when people live in an environment that esteems them for their innate talent, they have grave difficulty when their image is threatened. They will not take the remedial course, and they won't admit they're wrong. In fact, they'd sooner lie. Jim Collins talks of such leaders as being typically concerned with their reputation for personal greatness. So much so that they often set up the company for failure when their regime ends. After all, what better testament to your own personal greatness than that the place falls apart after you leave? What you have to watch. If you are new to this theory, then the concept remains very helpful. Others may have heard most of it before, and the case histories can be somewhat lengthy for the points they're making.